Okay. Let's start. We're starting Elul. So we are going to learn a little bit of Shari Tshuva. We're going to learn it inside a little bit, but I'm going to try to expound on some of the ideas. I'm going to try to include a little bit from other Svarim and the basic concepts of Tshuva. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah over here has a description of Tshuva, which is very, like, he describes it in detail. I'm trying to understand what he's trying to bring out. The first thing he says is that tshuva is a chesed. It's mina toivos asher hitev Hashem yisbarach im bruv. So this is, first of all, something, some attitude-wise. I think that a lot of people, for sure, like heavy litvaks, and like whatever, the whole tshuva concept becomes very heavy. Like, a whole heaviness to it. You have to work, do this, and you have to, whatever. Are you doing enough? Are you doing this? And who are you?
Feel
And
bad.
yeah, there's a certain heaviness to the whole tshuva. I'm not trying to sound like, whatever, to Breslov or something like that, but Rabbi Yehuda here, his first thing is, you have to be makir that toiva is a tshuva is a gevaldik chesed. When a person starts being thinking about a tshuva process, we should be thinking about it all year, but realistically, we tend to focus on it more this time of year because it should be not, lav dafka has to be with that whole heaviness. It could be, though, there's an opportunity. Look, that's great. Look, I've been waiting for this opportunity. Like, now it's serious, it's going to require work. But imagine a guy's been struggling with weight loss for a long time. He's overweight, nothing fits, he's getting annoyed, he walks around. And someone comes over, and a man's like, look, I just figured out this new thing, and you could really lose weight. And it works. It works. I'm telling you, it works. She's going to be very excited about the opportunity. He's going to say, I want to hear more about it. Tell me, well, look, it's going to require some work. It's going to require a little work. You're going to have to follow certain methods and certain things, but it's going to work in the end. So when he starts the process, it's with a certain, there's a positivity there and there's a certain excitement to it, if anything. So I think that at the risk of sounding not so yeshivish, like Elul is always like with this whole heaviness of tshuva. Really, in fact, there should be a certain element of be makir the toiva and the opportunity of it, and it should be a certain amount of yemei simcha. What is the reason for a certain type of heaviness? Could be the sense of missing out on the opportunity. I want to make sure I'm taking advantage. That could be.
Yeah, I tried so many times before.
That could be. That could be.
I
But
didn't
even
fall.
Lamai said on that point, we'll get to that point also. Because I think on that point, we tried so many times before, and we always have that comment. Trying one of those doesn't work. You know what the answer is? It did work. It's not true. And over years, people have changed. And there's certain things that we have worked on, and things, steps. Do we become perfect? No. If we be perfect, guess what? If we be perfect, then our time will be up. Our time is here to improve ourselves. So of course we're not perfect. There's no purpose in being perfect. Once you're perfect, you can leave this world. We're done. We're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to be working. So, but I think that people give themselves a lot of hard, bad rap on this. No one thinks I've been doing it so many years and never worked. It's not true, it did work. We're not the same people we were actually years ago. I don't know, there's certain things that we've constantly been doing, and guess what? There have been small improvements and there have been small changes in certain things. Is it things that are we've perfected? Not yet, but here's the problem. But this idea, by the way, is in the Chovos HaLevavos itself also. Chovos HaLevavos says, Mao says, He doesn't. I thought he says it somewhere here. Okay, I thought he says also this idea that it's a tremendous message. Yeah, I think it was right in the beginning here. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just looking. First of all, let's see here. So the Rabbeinu Yonah also says it's a chayne, it's a matana toiva, because Rabbeinu gives us the opportunity in the Hesiris to be able to improve. Okay, so this is an important thing to realize, I think. So min ha-toivah is asher heitev Hashem Yisbarach in bruv. Ki heichin lehem ha-derech la'alois mitoich pachas ma'aseyem ve'lonos mipach pish'eyem. So let's analyze these words of Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah, that what is tshuva? It's the way that we could run from, escape, pachas ma'aseyem, the trap of his actions, ve'lonos, and run away mipach pish'eyem, from the trap that we're trapped by our own actions, and we could protect our neshamas from Hashem's, punishments, etc. What is this trap that he's referring to? What is the trap that he's referring to over here? So, what you see from over here is a huge insight, and this is your point. This is your point that. Really, tshuva could be identified as I could fix my problems. I did stuff last year. I want to get rid of those. There's it made a bad ratio on me. Maybe I get punished for it. Maybe it's not good. Maybe I don't feel good about it. So tshuva fixes my problems. Rabbeinu is not saying that. Rabbeinu is saying is that it also enables us to change for the future. That's really the main point, he says, because. Really, our actions create, we're kind of entrapped. That's his lashon here. The more we do something, we're kind of trapped in it. We get into this circular cycle that we can't get out of it, Be'etzem. So it's not just about fixing the past, it's also about improving the future. Without tshuva, we would be so stuck that we would never be able to change, even for the future. Not just, I could clean my slate. Cleaning your slate is great, but there's another problem. Forget cleaning, not just cleaning my slate, I can't really move past it. So part of the chesed of tshuva is that there's a process that you can do to get out of this cycle. And you can take a change. And people do. People change. So this is a chiddush that tshuva and part of these actions of tshuva is a certain kind of redefining ourselves, and therefore we're able to change the way we behave as well. Does that get you understand what I'm saying?
What are you adding? What
What am I bavarning?
are you adding besides just changing the?
What I'm bavarning is that I think that tshuva could be understood to be the chiddush of tshuva is that I could clean my slate. I'm not going to get punished for my past stuff. The future, okay, deal with the future. Change. No, tshuva is about changing the future also. And without tshuva, it would be very hard to change.
Even the future.
Yeah, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. La'alus mitoich pachas ma'aseyim. You're in a trap of your ma'aseim. You get in this circular cycle, and the way out is through tshuva. That's your point, which is like, well, we're stuck in our actions to a certain degree, but following these things, we could get out of it. Now, Kihuya, the Yitzhak Hashem knows why did Hashem make tshuva? What to make tshuva for? Just to hope that everyone, is perfect. So Hashem knows he created our Yitzhak. Toiv v'yashar Hashem. Hashem has a yad, and Hashem knows who we are. And that's why Hashem gave the process of tshuva. And if they continuously do bad things, Hashem never closes the door of tshuva. Even those that depth got to the depths of their actions can still do tshuva. Hashem says, "I will heal you from this," because Hashem understood tshuva. Now, Zavos also says that there is a ha'ara over here, which is that there is a few chazals say that tshuva was created even before chet was created, because tshuva is a state of Hashem, tshuva was a need for the world. It wasn't like the world needs to be able to have tshuva. In order to have a world, you need to have tshuva. But it seems like. What do you say?
Sometimes, some facets, people are closer to Hashem when they're in the process of tshuva than when in their regular chayim.
Right, so this really gets into a whole nother discussion of tshuva. It's a different perspective of tshuva. It's more like reconnecting more than just fixing your problems. It's like a positive thing. It's a positive midah of fixing of reconnecting to Hashem and attaching yourself to your source more than just fixing your problems.
But tshuva is fixing something or going back on something. If there's nothing to fix, then what is it?
It's a connection.
That was this with tshuva.
That's what tshuva is. Tshuva could be is a connection. It's a midah of being connected to your source. But that's not what Rabbeinu is focusing on, so let's not focus on that either. Who's our knowledge? Tshuva become a kumis, but Torah and the Torah itself was mitzvahs to do tshuva. He's barki at tshuva mukubalos gam ki yosha achit the merav tzaris. If a person is forced into tshuva from tzaris, it's also good, but obviously if a person can do it out of the goodness of their heart without those types of tzaras, then it's even better. Okay. So I'm going to learn Rabbeinu Yonah, and I'm going to try to compare it a little bit to Chofetz Chavos as we continue and try to learn through both. And then the Beis Elokim, which is the Mabit, he has a third Mahalach in Tshuva, which is not like either one of them. It's a different idea of Tshuva completely. Which,
Yeah.
yeah. It's not about your actions, it's about defining your relationship with Hashem in a more positive way. The Mabit says that tshuva is kirva Hashem miricho kachet. In other words, the problem with chet is not the action. The problem is it causes a certain dilution. Is that the word?
Rico.
Richo from the relationship. And this fixes the relationship. It's not about fixing your actions as much. Clear from the Mabit. So we'll try to go through some of these things. Remember what I said?
Oh, very good.
No.